Today on More to Life, Fear Factor. Is fear or worry holding you back? Is anxiety stealing your confidence? Let us help you find grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Fear Factor. It's a humorous title, but really we're talking about a serious subject. Anxiety, fear, worry, and the ways that those things hold us back. Are you worried about a particular problem that you're facing in your life or relationships? You know, maybe you're anxious about some difficult time that you're going through and really just wondering what is it that God is asking you to do or how you can just sort of focus your mind to identify solutions. Maybe you're feeling insecure about a relationship that you're in with someone you care about and you're not sure how to address that problem, but it's preoccupying your thoughts and keeping you up a little bit at night. Maybe you feel like fear is stopping you from making a change or stepping out in faith. Or maybe you just feel a general undercurrent of anxiety because of what's going on in the world or what's going on in general. We want to help you reclaim your peace and sense of purpose today on More to Life on our show titled Fear Factor. 877-573-7825. Join the conversation and let's talk about how to overcome those fears, worries, and anxieties holding you back.
Or help somebody that you love who's going through anxiety or an anxious time.
Amen.
In their lives.
Well, don't you just say calm down? Isn't that enough?
Isn't that just the most poisonous thing somebody can say when you're feeling a sense of anxiety? And I want to be really clear, like you said it, clear out, Greg. This Fear Factor title is just a humorous way to look at this, but there is nothing funny about feeling a sense of anxiety, especially if it sticks with you all the time, but anytime. And, you know, right now there's a lot going on. There has been a lot going on in the world for a while, and a lot of people are talking about the fact that they're feeling anxious about some things. And number two is a lot of people aren't talking about it, but they're feeling it and they're internalizing it and it's affecting their day. It's affecting their ability to be motivated. It's affecting their self-worth. Anxiety truly is something that kind of gets into our minds, almost into our bloodstream, and can eat away at so many parts of our lives. Our relationships, our self-worth, our ability to make a real concrete plan about anything. It can be so destructive in our lives, and it's definitely not something that God wants us to be suffering with.
No, and of course, anxiety affects our spiritual life as well, right?
You know,
we have a hard time
hearing
God's voice because we're too anxious to tune in. We have a hard time stepping out in faith and doing what we think God might have asked us to do. And sometimes we get angry or resentful because we feel anxious and we don't feel like God's responding quickly enough. And sometimes we feel guilty because we think we're letting God down by being anxious. I mean, so anxiety, fear, and worry affect every part of our lives. We want to help you manage all of that more effectively in the light of God's grace so you can reclaim your peace and a clear sense of purpose in the face of whatever challenges are causing you to be fearful worried or anxious.
And again, or help you help someone in your life who is going through an anxiety-producing time. It is so difficult. So if you feel like that fear, that worry is holding you back, if anxiety is stealing your confidence or your sense of well-being, let us help you find grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace.
877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, one of the things that's really difficult about anxiety is it's the crack in the door that lets in all sorts of cognitive distortions. And cognitive distortions are these ways of thinking that aren't very healthy for us and actually kind of shackle us in many ways. One that I've dealt with my whole life is catastrophizing. And I come by it very honestly. You know, lost my dad when I was 5. It was very sudden. It was very, very difficult time in our lives. And a lot of things went really wrong after that. So I have had to work very hard on, when something goes wrong, not slipping back into, well, then everything's going to go wrong. But the work can be done. There are ways to feel stronger, healthier, more centered, more filled with God's grace. I promise you, because I've done this work for my whole life, you really can feel better. You really can change what's going on for you step by step. So I encourage you, if you or somebody you care about is dealing with anxiety, give us a call today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And maybe you're wondering what that is and how it could possibly help you. Well, the reality is, the theology of the body is a really practical guide for discovering God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships. St. John Paul showed us how we could experience or understand God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation and the way He's revealed Himself through salvation history.
You know, anxiety comes to all of us at some point in our lives. We all feel stressed, worried, and anxious from time to time. But the theology of the body reminds us that it was never God's intention that we would feel anxious. In fact, the very first anxiety attack occurred immediately after the fall, when Adam and Eve felt separated from God and each other, and then they hid. How often do we feel like that when the problems we face make us feel small and scared and we just want to hide from it all? We tend to think that anxiety is an unavoidable part of life. But the theology of the body reminds us to look to God's design of the body to understand God's plan. Brain scientists tell us that we weren't naturally built to be anxious. In fact, rather than being a direct response to problems, anxiety is actually a sign that we feel disconnected from people, the people that God has placed in our life, to support us. The key to regaining our peace is working to restore that sense of communion and connection.
Well, that's right. And research even shows that when we're going through hard times, if underneath it all, we feel securely attached to the people around us, our brains produce chemicals that help us stay calm. On the other hand, when we aren't facing problems and things are going well, if we still feel that our relationships are threatened in some way or our connection to God and others is threatened in some way, we'll still experience anxiety. So anxiety is really meant to be a message that says, go find safe, healthy people to support and help you. Theology of the Body reminds us that biology is theology, and by prayerfully reflecting on the way God built our bodies and brains, we can discern important insights about what it takes to live a healthy, holy life, especially in the face of anxiety. And brain science reminds us, then, that the key to peace is seeking union with God and cultivating community and connection with the people that God's placed in our lives, so that in good times and in bad times, we can remain calm, knowing that God is giving us the grace and the people to help get us through. With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Do you go from zero to apocalypse in 6.5 seconds? Do you get caught up in those what-ifs that Lisa was talking about? Are you going through a genuinely, objectively difficult time that's causing you to experience anxiety in your life or your relationships? Or for that matter, is someone you care about struggling with fear, worry, and anxiety, and you're not sure how to support them? Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we praise you and bless you, and we thank you for the grace that you give us to sustain us every day. We thank you for your faithfulness and all the ways that you have been present to us, the prayers you've answered, and the ways you've carried us through difficulties in the past. And we bring to you right now those fears and worries and anxieties that are preoccupying our thoughts, keeping us up at night, making us too concerned and too confused to step out in faith or to make the changes that you want us to make. Help us to find peace even in the middle of those challenges, to calm ourselves and connect with our best selves, to reconnect with you and your grace so that we can hear your voice and know your will, to build stronger connection with the people around us so that we can get the support that we need, and help us to hold on to the peace that this world cannot give as we go through all the problems that this world throws at us, so that we can glorify you in good times and in bad. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Fear Factor, as we talk about fears, worries, and anxieties that tend to hold us back. Is there a particular problem you're facing in your life or relationships that's causing you to feel anxious or worried? Or are you just experiencing anxiety in general? Or maybe you're trying to help someone you care about who's wrestling with anxiety. Let us help you find that peace that enables you to stay focused and have that sense of purpose in good times and bad. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Yolanda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Yolanda, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Well, right now, my husband's job is being threatened. I mean, we all see what's on the news.
It says on our board that he's a government employee and a veteran.
Yes. And he just feels so defeated. And I just want to know how I can help. You know, I'm gonna try to get a job. You know, I've been at home, because I also help my dad and my in-laws. We have a son in college, a daughter in Catholic school, so it's a lot. And
sure,
I
can hear the anxiety in your voice as well. So let me ask you this: obviously, like you said, we've all seen what's on the news. Has he gotten the word that he is being let go, or is there still just kind of a question about it? Kind of where is he at in that process?
Well, it's pretty much walking on eggshells every day. More emails, more meetings, more uncertainty. And it's, you know, he's seen people let go, friends, coworkers, and it just feels like it's just a matter of time.
I understand.
And,
okay. I have another question. How are you guys dealing with it right now? What are you trying to do together and on your own to manage the stress and anxiety that you're feeling right now?
Well, you know, thankfully we do pray together. We always pray over one another before he leaves.
That's wonderful.
So amazing.
And, you know, but, you know, he, like today, this morning, he was just saying, you know, I just feel like I've let you all down. Maybe I shouldn't have continued on. After I retired, I should have gone to the outs. And he's very educated and has a lot of experience. But right now, I just want to know what else I can do to help him.
Okay.
Because
sure.
He's not one to be like this. And
okay. I understand. And I want to thank you for the call. And you know, my heart goes out to you and everybody in that situation who is afraid of losing their position for whatever reason.
And for our sake, you know, from us, please thank your husband for everything he's done. His service as a veteran, his service to our country, and his job. We are truly grateful that he's done what he's been doing, and I will be praying that he can continue to.
So I want to make a distinction, and I talk about this in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, and sometimes people kind of tease me about the title of that book, as, you know, to say, well, come on, really, A Life Without Anxiety. I make the distinction between anxiety and a concern. A concern is when we see a real problem, right? And we say, well, that is a real problem. We don't deny it. We don't dismiss it. We don't try to minimize it in some way or avoid it or ignore it. We acknowledge that it's a real problem. But we're able to make a plan for how we would deal with that problem or how we are dealing with that problem. We're able to gather resources. We gather support. We draw closer to God through it. And we, you know, really reflect on how is he asking us to respond to this. Whereas with anxiety, instead of a concern where we can make a plan and gather resources and follow through, with anxiety we just say, oh my gosh, there's a problem, and it's a big problem, and it's getting bigger, and oh my gosh, it's a huge problem, and what about that problem? We're so focused on the problem, understandably, that we can't see resources, we can't see a way forward, we can't discover a process that helps us. So that's what I want to focus on. Right? I can't take away the fact that this is a terrifying thing. This is a big problem that you're facing, and there's no way to dress that up. But I can help you identify a process that's going to help you draw closer to each other and to God through this, and also start identifying plans together. So the first thing, you said that you guys pray together already and that you bless each other before you go off to work every day. That's beautiful. I want to build on that. I want you to take some time, both of you, on your own, and I want you to talk about it together as a couple and as a family, too. Times when you were going through difficult situations, but God got you through. You know, we need to. There's a practice in the Jewish community at the Passover meal. It's called the Dayenu prayer. And Dayenu means it would have been enough, right? And so they go through this whole thing of salvation history. You know, it would have been enough had you delivered us from Egypt, but you led us by day with a pillar of cloud. It would have been enough had you led us with a pillar of cloud, but you led us by night with a pillar of fire. It would have been enough had you led us with a pillar of fire, but you fed us manna in the desert. It would have been enough, and so on and so forth. It's this, it would have been enough, but then you did this thing, and it would have been enough, and then you did that thing. And they intentionally remind themselves. Sorry, I'm tearing up as I
yes.
click on this. They intentionally remind themselves of how God stood up for them and stood with them through good times and bad. And when we're terrified and anxious and we see that wolf at the door, we need to do the same thing. We need to stand defiantly in the face of that fear and remind ourselves of how God has delivered us and been present to us in our own lives. So I want to encourage you and your husband to make your own personal Dayenus through this, your own personal recognition of it would have been enough had God done this, but then he did that for us, and that would have been enough, but then he did this. And remind yourselves that he is going to carry you through this as well. Second thing I want you to do is I want, you know, We've talked about this topic a lot, and in one of the segments, our daughter and one of our counselors in our practice, Rachel Isaac, talks about the difference between what if and even if, right? Anxiety, as we shared already, comes because we don't feel like we have a plan. We get so focused on the outcome, what am I going to do about the outcome, that we can't concentrate on what are we going to do right now. So I want you to shift your focus from what if your husband loses to his job to even if. Your husband loses his job. What is the plan you will put in place to gather support from friends and family, to pray even more, to talk about how you guys are going to be a team through this. Because when we go through fear, we tend to isolate and withdraw into ourselves. And your husband's even doing that.
Yes, I was about to say, he's doing that with the "I'm letting you down." This was not his fault. He didn't do anything to let you down. He took a good paying, secure government job, and now things have shifted. And none of this is his fault, but he's isolating into himself.
So how will you be a team through this? I want you to talk every day about how you guys can draw closer together through this, even though you're going through a hard time and you want to pull back. How are you going to hold on to each other? You were going to look for some work. What is the process that you would put in place, even if this happens, that would enable you to stand up for it? We have to go to break. They're kind of warning us that we're up against time. I want you to start with these suggestions. My book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, has even more ideas for being able to work through these kinds of things. We've added you to our More to Life prayer list, and I hope that you will call us back with an update once you know a little bit more. But in the meantime, start with these steps, and if there's more we can do to support you, check out Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We have to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about fear, worry, and anxiety on our show titled Fear Factor. When we come back, we'll be joined as well by Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute, who'll have some insights from the Gospels on dealing with anxiety. Stick around. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. And today's show is titled Fear Factor, as we talk about the ways that fear, worry, and anxiety affect us and the people we love. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute has some insights on how the Gospels can help us contend with anxiety. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And I was thinking about the Gospels. I said, Mark, but you actually wanted to talk about Matthew and some insights from Matthew chapter 6, 26 about how we can use that verse to really help arm ourselves against anxiety.
Yes, yes. I'm sure once I say it, it'll be very familiar to your listeners, and it's one of my favorite passages. Matthew 6:26 and Matthew 6:28 in particular, Jesus is head-on facing worry and anxiety, and he says some really powerful stuff that I think we can tend to gloss over. He says, look at the birds of the sky, and then he says, consider the lilies of the field, watch the wildflowers grow. And he's making a point about, like, there's, if you just spend some time in creation, you see the provident hand of God. Like, there's a whole Paschal mystery of rising and dying, but things work out. Like, there's this persistence of life and a goodness to creation. Jesus is saying, when you're anxious and worried, look at the birds, watch the flowers. Now, that can be glossed over like a Hallmark card from Jesus, you know, with glitter on it. That sounds so sweet. But if we enter into it, it gives us root. It gives us a confidence that this too shall pass. And I've always personally found that, and with my children, that when we get out into the wild, a kind of peace does wash over us when we do what Jesus asked us to do.
And so when it's hard to kind of hold on to that, you know, what are some practices that you would recommend to people to be able to hold on to that idea of God's infinite providence?
It's the most basic routine and ritual you can imagine. It's getting up in the morning, going out on your back porch or front porch, stepping outside, and literally taking a deep breath, feeling that cold snap, or maybe it's a warm spring breeze, whatever it might be, deep in, deep out, and just thinking of the breath of God that started the whole human adventure in Genesis when God gave us that gift. So taking in the air, being mindful of the day, can really get us grounded in the peace that God wants us to have.
Well, and although somebody who's going through anxiety right now might hear that and think, well, that's awfully simplistic. I mean, the reality is what you're talking about is exactly what we were discussing earlier in the show, the need to connect with God and with others as the cure for anxiety. Anxiety is actually not caused by the problems that we face. It's caused when we feel that the problems we face are separating us from God, from our best selves, and from the connection we have with each other. And so by doing what you're suggesting, going inward and taking that breath, connecting with God, recognizing the way he's present to us and the people he's placed in our lives to be present to us is the first step toward taking control of that anxiety and beginning to address the problems that we're facing. Bill, thank you so much for those insights. And if folks would like to learn more about your work at the Theology of the Body Institute, we encourage them to go to tobinstitute.com, tobinstitute.com. And we're taking your calls about fear, worry, and anxiety at 877-573-7825. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Nothing taxes our relationship with our adult kids as much as the expectation that they should obey us. As parents, we remember when our children were little and we could get away with, because I said so. Although we don't recommend that approach at any stage. We guarantee that you will fail to communicate with your adult children if you demand obedience. The Catechism of the Catholic Church notes, obedience towards parents ceases with the emancipation of our children. Certainly, our children owe us their respect, just as any human being owes respect to others in a relationship. But our adult children aren't obliged to do what we say. Catholic parents are still called to help our adult kids lead godly adult lives, but we're called to do it as mentors and witnesses, not masters and commanders. To learn how you can have a healthy mentoring relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Fear Factor. As we talk about the ways fear, worry, or anxiety hold us back, you know, are you anxious about a particular problem that you're going through in your life, something that's happened to you that is causing you to be a little worried or anxious, or maybe a lot worried or anxious? Maybe you're feeling insecure about a relationship with someone you care about, and you're not sure how to address it. Perhaps you feel that fear is stopping you from making a change, or stepping out in faith, or you just have a general sense of anxiety all the time because of what's going on in your life, in the world. Maybe somebody you care about is dealing with that fear, worry, or anxiety, and you're not sure how to be there for them. However fear, worry, or anxiety are stealing your peace, let us help you find the grace-filled ways to reclaim that peace and that clear sense of purpose that comes from being in God's grace. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Anne, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Georgia on the Quest.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I have some upcoming tests on March 19th, an MRI. I'm a cancer survivor of several years, but the particular type of cancer I have will come back in the liver if it comes back, so every year I have to have the test, and about 8 months ago they saw a small spot, and they've been watching it, and I have to go back. This month, it'll be time for the test, so I'm extremely anxious. I always get anxious. I've been going through these tests for years, and they cause a tremendous amount of anxiety to the point of that I'm not really able to. I get stomach problems, and it affects me physically.
Sure.
Of course. And so you're wondering how to deal with that more effectively?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in the past, because you said that this is an annual thing, you know, and I realize that there's a new dimension to it here with what they think they might have seen. But when you've gone through it in the past, how do you get through it? What are the things that you try to do to deal with the anxiety or the fear that you're feeling about the tests?
Well, certainly my religious beliefs. I have all of the healing scriptures I go over. I pray to many saints and intercessors. I have people that pray for me. You know, I have a very strong faith connection. So that gets me through. And And of course, you know, looking back at all the beautiful the years that I've been cancer free, and you know that the Lord has granted me, so I look back at all that as well. And some days I do better than others, you know. But
sure. As it comes clear, on the days you do better, on the days you do better, what's different? Are there certain things you do differently on those days?
No, just kind of staying in a routine, trying to get my mind off it a little bit. I don't know. I'm not really sure what.
That's okay.
It's just God's grace.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. It is God's grace, but you're cooperating. I mean, God's grace is always there, right? That's a constant. But on some days, we do a better job of cooperating with that grace. So don't write those days off, because that's one of the reasons I asked that question. Because when you're you're facing a very real, very serious, objective problem. There's no way to dress it up and say, oh, it's not as serious as it is. Of course, it's terrifying, right? Objectively, it's terrifying. But, as you said, there are some days that are better than others. And what's helpful is for us to look at the differences that make the difference, right? To really say, okay, this was a better day. Or if you had a better day yesterday was a better day. What did I do that helped me cooperate with that grace more effectively yesterday than maybe I'm doing today? And really, I want you to start making a list of those things that help you stay focused on connecting with God, connecting with your best self, and staying connected to the people that love you. Because that's what anxiety is, right? Anxiety, again, is not caused so much by the big problems that we're facing, because sometimes we can feel anxious even when everything's going fine. What the research really shows is that anxiety is caused by us feeling disconnected, and that we allow a problem to disconnect us from God, from our best selves, and from the people in our lives who love us and support us. So I'm going to guess that on those days that feel better, and I want you to track this yourself, but my guess is that somehow on those days that go better, you're able to feel more connected to God, feel more connected to your best self, and feel more connected to the people God has placed in your life to love you. So on those days when you are not doing as good a job staying connected, I want you to be intentional about that. How can I do something that will help me feel more connected with God? Maybe I need to sit down and do that Dainu prayer that I was talking about with our previous caller, and remind myself of the ways God has been present to me in the past. Intentionally go through it, write it down, pray through it, praise God, make that sacrifice of praise even when we're not feeling it. Maybe I need to reach out to somebody I know who loves me, and I overcome that temptation to say, oh, I don't want to burden people with my problems, but rather recognize that God has placed those people in our lives not to burden them, but to share that burden, right? To be that Simon of Cyrene for each of us. You know, maybe on those days, you know, I'm more focused on what I have to do. And maybe I need to make a plan so I can get focused on that and be more of my best self. So you're being intentional about fostering that connection that helps to fight anxiety in the face of this very real challenge. So that's where I'd really encourage you to be looking, right? So make that list of the differences that make the difference in the anxiety that you're experiencing on those days when you're having a harder time cooperating with the grace. Don't just write those days off that go better. By saying, well, I guess, you know, God was just, you know, giving me more grace that day. No, he's giving us all the grace all the time. Yeah. But some days we do a better job of connecting with it, and that's why. Because on those days, somehow we've managed to be more connected to God, be more connected to our best selves, be more connected to the people he's placed in our lives to love and support us. I want you to start there. And then there's more that I can suggest to you, but I want you to also check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, because that's another thing that we can really do is look at the messages that we're hearing in our heads. Right?
That's where so much of the anxiety comes from, is those messages, those cognitive distortions that Satan loves to ramp up and use against us, so we feel like this is the time that God is going to let us down, that he's going to walk away from us, which is a lie from Satan.
Now, I will throw out one last thing, and this is easy for someone who's not going through what you're going through to say, so I understand that, all right? But one of the other things that does cause anxiety is when we are struggling to control a particular outcome. You know, I want to be healthy. I want you to be healthy. And when we're focusing on how can I make sure that I am healthy and this turns out the way I want it to, we can also get stuck in anxiety there because I know I can't make that particular thing happen. But I know that God loves you and he has a plan for you, however this goes. And I want you to be praying about that and asking the Lord to help you to respond to whatever happens in a way that glorifies him and helps you be your best self through this situation. And that prayer is going to help you get to a place where you can be at peace with whatever happens because you know, you will feel that God is present and that he has a purpose for you and that you are living that purpose regardless of what's happening in the next day or the next thing. That's a terrifying thing. And I hesitated to say it to you. And again, it's easy for me to say because I'm not going through it. But when I have gone through very serious things, that prayer has been tremendously helpful for me. Not just to pray, Lord, please let this thing happen, but Lord, whatever happens, help me to respond to it in a way that glorifies you and helps me be my best self so I can really cooperate with your grace in all of it. Make that your prayer while you continue to pray for your healing and all of that. And then also do that list I was talking about before that helps you identify the difference that are making the difference. And then finally, for more suggestions on how to fight those intrusive thoughts, what St. Ignatius of Loyola called desolations, check out Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which is available at CatholicCounselors.com. And if there's more we can do to support you personally, don't hesitate to reach out to there to learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com. But Anne, we've added you and your situation to our More to Life prayer list. Please don't hesitate to check in and let us know how things are going. We'll continue praying for you. And if there's more that we can do to support you personally, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. We're talking about fear, worry, and anxiety and the ways it holds us back and kind of keeps us down and afflicts the people that we love. If you are struggling with fear, worry, or anxiety, and you're looking for ways to reclaim your peace and that sense of purpose, give us a call at 877-573-7825. There's one thing that causes parents a lot of fear, worry, and anxiety, and that's
for sure.
Creating a Catholic family and raising godly kids in an increasingly godless world. If you are looking for resources to help you feel more confident and peaceful about being a Catholic parent these days, I want to encourage you to come on over to Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. It's our Catholic H-O-M app that gives you not just resources to live your faith at home in meaningful and fun ways, but coaching. Lisa and I are on that app every day responding to subscribers' questions about parenting, about living the faith at home, about marriage challenges, and all kinds of other things that make it difficult to be that loving, caring, faithful Catholic family that God's calling you to be. And with Lent coming up tomorrow, we have a brand new resource available in the downloadable section. It's a comprehensive family guide to Lent to help you take advantage of the next 40 days to arrive at Easter as a more loving, connected, joyful, faith-filled family. I can't tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful resource. It's so fun. It's so practical. And we really encourage you to join our 40 Days for Families campaign on the Catholic HOM app. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149 or try it out for $14.95 a month. But you get all the resources that you need, plus the coaching to live it out and be successful and overcome the anxiety that holds you back from building that family life that God's calling you to build and raising the next generation of faithful kids. We hope that we'll see you on the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. Subscribe today. With that, as we head to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 56, verse 3.
When I am afraid, I put my trust in you.
All right. Simple to say.
Really
nice idea
hard to
in
do.
Theory.
Yeah, really hard to do sometimes.
So here's what I want you to get from this verse, though. Right? When we're afraid, we have a tendency to rely on us. We have a tendency to say, I need to figure out how to make that particular outcome happen. And then we make ourselves crazy because we know that we can't guarantee that we can make that particular outcome happen. And this is a very scary thing to do. It's what I was sharing with our previous caller. But what I want you to do, as you reflect on this verse, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, is I want you to say, Lord, in the face of this challenge that I'm experiencing, yes, if it's your will, please give me this outcome. but help me to respond to it, everything that happens related to this, every moment of every day, in a way that will glorify you. Help me be my best self and bring out the best in those around me. And I want you to focus on that as you go through whatever challenge you're facing. Because if you can do that, that's where you're going to find your peace. That's where you're going to find your confidence. That's where you're going to experience God. Lord, in the face of this thing that I have to go through right now, if it is your will, please give me this outcome. But in the meantime, help me respond to this every moment, every day, step by step, in a way that glorifies you, helps me be my best self, and helps the people around me be their best selves too. That's where you're going to find your peace. And that's what it means to put our trust in the Lord when we're going through hard times. And that's how that trust gives us the peace beyond all understanding. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're continuing to talk with you on our show titled Fear Factor. As we talk about how fear, worry, or anxiety holds us back, let's discuss ways, grace-filled ways, to reclaim our peace and our sense of grace-filled purpose in the face of those real problems that causes fear, worry, or anxiety. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Fear Factor, as we talk about the very real ways that fear, worry, and anxiety hold us back. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Vic, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana.
Vic, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you, sir?
Hi, I am currently in addiction recovery, and I've been finding that anxiety has been stopping me from being the husband and father that my family needs me to be, especially whenever we're in public. I just kind of freeze up and just kind of mentally go crazy.
So can you give me a practical example of when this has happened and how it's, you know, stopping you from being the husband and father that you'd like to be?
Yeah, so I think I get triggered very easily, just based on what people are wearing or how people are acting, and I feel like I need to do something or say something, and then I don't know what that is, and it stops me from doing anything.
And, you know, Vic, I'm very impressed, very proud of you that you're in addiction recovery. I'm assuming you're working a program, and I'm assuming you're having some kind of counseling in that program. Have you brought that up to the people who are helping you through your recovery? And what kinds of things are they having you do to address it, just so we don't overlap things you're already being told?
Right. So I was in counseling for maybe 2 years, and then I recently, about 6 months ago, got out of counseling. I just found that it wasn't being very helpful at that point. It had gotten me over the hill for my addiction, but it kind of stalled. And so I've just been trying to read books. And
what kind of support are you getting for your recovery? Are you in a group?
I make phone calls. Yes, I'm loosely in a group. I don't attend meetings, but I make phone calls with some of the guys every day.
Okay.
You know, Vic, I think that what we're hearing is that if you listen from the beginning of the show, when we talked about our theology of the body point, one of the ways that we stay in our best selves, one of the ways that we can diminish our anxiety, especially the kind that you're talking about, is finding ways to stay connected to God and to other people. And I appreciate that you felt like the particular kind of, or the particular counselor you were dealing with stalled out. But if you're not dealing with somebody who can help you through all the thoughts, all the temptations, and you're not in a group that gets who you are, gets what you're going through, you're really lessening that those supports that God is putting in your life to help walk you through and be totally recovered and healed.
Now, you know, on this show, you know, because of the time constraints, we're not able to ask the kind of in-depth questions I'd like to ask. I'm guessing that a lot of what drove your addiction is what you're facing right now, that sense that I have to control everything around me, and the anxiety that kind of came from that. And the addiction, whatever it was an attempt to self-medicate that so that you could turn off your brain a little bit and get some peace. And when you stop using substances, then those feelings are going to tend to come back. And part of your recovery is learning how to develop steps and skills to help you come against that voice in your head that says, I have to get control of that thing. I have to go out and tell that person what to do and how to live. I have to be the one who's in charge of it all.
And unfortunately, Satan's going to use that. And at some point, if not lots of points during any given day, Satan's going to be whispering in your ear, you felt better when you were using whatever you're recovering from, and tempt you back into that, which will be very hard to resist and very hard to make it very hard for you to be the husband and father you want to be, no matter where you're at in this line, without the supports that you need to come against those messages in your head.
So I appreciate that this is probably not what you want to hear, and I understand that, like, attending meetings is a pain in the butt. I get that. There's no other way around this. I want you in those meetings, if not every day, then at least a couple of times a week, not just the phone calls, but in meetings, and really work in that program. I also want you to either get back with the counselor that you were working with and talk to them about helping you develop strategies for this, what's called internal control fallacy. An internal control fallacy is a type of cognitive distortion that has us believing that we can control, in fact, that we must control the people and things around us in order to feel safe. And I think that's a lot of it. You know, that idea of I have to tell that person what to do. I have to get that person to do the thing that I need. It's all about safety. I don't feel safe unless I can control those things. And that internal control fallacy drives a lot of anxiety, and it drives a lot of addiction, and I think it's the root of the problem. So you did counseling to help you get over the hump with your addiction.
And because you've managed to do that, you know you can take giant steps to heal. So realize this is one of those Dayenu things that we were talking about earlier. God helped you recover this far, but he needs you to lean into the supports and the grace he's giving you so you can continue.
Yeah, this is an opportunity to heal the problem that caused the addiction in the first place. So I want you to either reconnect with that counselor or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com if you're looking for faithful ways to really challenge that voice in your head that's talking about how you have to get control of everything and ultimately paralyzing you then in your marriage, your family life, and just in general. So we do talk about this particular anxiety, this particular distortion in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. So you said that you're reading books. I'd encourage you to pick up a copy of Unworried. But I really do think that you need more of a personal connection to deal with the root problems that are still very much affecting you post addiction recovery.
And I know for some folks who are going through addiction recovery, they feel like going to groups or continuing counseling is reminding them of the fact that they are vulnerable, that they're not perfect. They feel like they don't want to think about those things. They just want to move on. But I want to reframe that for you, Vic. You going and connecting with people and God so that you can keep doing this doesn't make you weaker. It makes you a warrior. And go to those meetings knowing that you are the warrior who is reclaiming your life and your family. And I know you can do this, Vic. Please take advantage of those supports.
Thanks for the call, Vic. They're playing us out. So just as a reminder, if you're looking for more resources to help you overcome fear, worry, or anxiety, or help those you love do the same, pick up a copy of Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, available at CatholicCounselors.com. And while you're there, learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.